With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John, our beer will keep if there is, heaven forbid, a nuclear hull, whatever, you got to go underground. You can have our Hayman with it last at least 2 years.
Rats and Hayman will be all that's
Keith
left.
Keith Richards, though. Cockroaches, and yes, Hayman will still be there for you guys. That was from earlier last year when we raided those tall boys. It's John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes today, man, here on Dukes and Bell. And it's just been a crazy day. And we were just going over the numbers of the latest bombshell superstar NBA contracts.
Oh, boy. So the low-end one, the one that's not worth a whole lot of money. So Bradley Beal has agreed. This from Woj. Bradley Beal has agreed to a five-year, $251 million max extension to stay with the Wizards. And
by the way, we told you. I was watching SportsCenter. The guys come up to us on the text line. They go, but ESPN said, what ESPN doesn't know would fill a phone book, okay? Ryan McDonough told us 3 weeks ago he was staying in Washington.
Exactly. And he opted out. He opted out so he could sign the max.
A new deal.
Yes. So that's only beat by Joker, Nikola Jokic, who has agreed to a 5-for-$264 Supermax, which is the richest deal in NBA history. The fifth season, are you ready, is a player option of $60 million. Can you do the Dr. Evil for us, Mike?
$60 million. I mean, man, first thing, I wish I was tall. I wish I had a jump shot. I mean, it just is unbelievable. It's just it's the unreality of the NBA reality. And for my money, NFL players should be making the most money. They get obviously the most aches and pains and everything else in life after football. But, man, it is good to be an NBA superstar.
Quick breakdown of Bradley Beal's contract. Year one, 43.2, then 46.7, 50.2, 53.6, and the final year, $57.1 million. Man.
Yeah, it's just when you say $60 million for one season. I mean, we're going to get to the point. We're getting close to almost $1 million per game.
Yeah. It's just crazy. And imagine if they ever shrunk the season down.
And it's funny because, guys, as soon as these things drop, and you and I were just talking during the commercial break, I mean, where does the money come from? Television? I mean, it's literally that's kind of the deal.
Here's a guy, Anfernee Simmons of Portland, 4 years, $100 million. Like, the numbers are just getting insane for these guys. But
oof. Yeah. So, Marone. We got the top what do we got? Top three? What are we doing here? Mind is blown. I'm doing the numbers. It's almost like my eyes are like a slot machine, like rolling over in your head when you think about it.
Well, let's get to our top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
Let me give you one more, Mike. Bobby Portis.
Yeah, I wanted him.
4-for-49 with Milwaukee.
Okay.
So he's with the Milwaukee Bucks
four years,
$49 million for Bobby Portis as a role player, right?
Yeah, but that's the kind of guy we need. I heard you and I talked about it. Carl and I mentioned it. I heard Andy talking about it with Sam Crenshaw and for Randy. We need toughness. We need those worker bee guys, and we have to obviously scramble for some worker bees if we pulled off a DeAndre Ayton trade. Because guys, as we continue with the NBA news, the Kevin Durant opts out. He doesn't want to. He does not opt out. He wants to trade. He wants old fashioned out of Brooklyn.
Right.
And he's got a list. We're not on it immediately. The list included the Phoenix Suns, the Miami Heat, and then we later found out Toronto apparently threw their hat in the ring in this one. So I would. What I'm arguing with folks on Twitter and social media here on our text line is, yeah, it's a possibility. I couldn't imagine a world where Travis Schlenk doesn't pick up the phone and talk to Brooklyn. I mean, some people are telling me this is a non-starter. Well, no. It would be an all-in a la the Miami Heat when they bid their big three. You've got two young stars that are – it's an attractive backcourt. Yes, we would fill it with younger players. Some of the Skyhawks would get to see minutes. But you would fill it with the way the Heat did it. And you'd be all in for two seasons to try to win a championship.
This would be the Lakers getting Anthony Davis.
Bingo.
That's that type of move.
By the way,
you wanted P.J. Tucker, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
3 for $33 million to go to Philadelphia.
And that was part of, again, ESPN this morning. James Harden opts out. Yes, to go right. Do they think people can't read the second sentence of an article somewhere? But anyway, Harden opted out because he wanted to create a little more cap space and make it a slightly friendlier team contract so they can do that. Amongst other things.
The numbers are coming in fast and furious. We'll try to keep you up to date. But to your point, Mike, I mean, look, one of the things you and I have talked about, I've talked about a lot on my show, you guys have talked about on Dukes and Bell as well, is just the idea of who is really going to be available at the end of the day when we start. Listen, it'd be great to have Bobby Portis, but those guys are – the Hawks can't get into paying everybody $50 million, right? So
No. You
have to talk about who's available, who you can deal. That's why the Durant thing could make sense. You have the pieces. You don't have free agent money, but you have the pieces to make a trade for a player. You can't go sign all the big-name free agents, but you can trade for guys.
And again, guys are asking, what would the DeAndre Ayton trade is the one that everybody who covers the NBA keeps talking about. That there is this, it's ongoing conversations between us and Phoenix, and that would be John Collins, right? That's going to be John Collins. Are they going to ask for DeAndre Hunter in that deal? Or is it John Collins?
No, I think it's more John Collins than DeAndre Hunter. But, again, the way that these deals are going now. Devin Booker signing a 4-year, $214 million extension with the Phoenix Suns. So
the Nets
wanted Booker.
Yeah, yes. And Phoenix said pound sand on that because Durant, one of his locations he was interested in was Phoenix.
Yeah, and as we said, the salary cap is $123,655. The tax line is $150 million, so anything over that, you're in luxury tax mode. So it is coming fast and furious out there.
So we can't pull off DeAndre Ayton, guys. It's kind of like when you're a kid and you're at the carnival and your dad is shooting hoops and you want those prizes. You really want dad to make all those baskets. It's going to be – you're not going to get the big stuffed bear. It's going to be more like the pen and pencils or, you know, the stickers on the bottom level. But I mean, we're going to have to fill it with worker bees. I really hope we can consummate this DeAndre Ayton trade. I like it. DeAndre Ayton will score more points than Capella. I know that you feel that Capella's a better defender. We looked the numbers up. It's kind of a push as far as defensive play.
Yeah, defensive rating, they're basically the same player. You're going to get three. Right now, it's 3 more points, 2 less rebounds. It's kind of how that shakes out. Ayton's a better scorer. I think Capella's a better rebounder.
But don't you think, I mean, Booker obviously does some great work, but with Trey and you throw DeJounte Murray in there, what this offense could look like,
it could be even
more dynamic.
And look, he's got a dynamic point guard in Phoenix right now,
Booker,
obviously,
yep.
with Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, not Booker.
So, I mean, look. I expect the Hawks to still be active in this thing, Mike. I think that is the most likely. And again, when you're talking about what the Hawks can do, at this point now, it's got to be trades, right? I mean, you didn't give up any assets, and that's why the Murray thing looks so good right now, right, is that you didn't have to give up any assets. If the Hawks don't make a move, are you good with that, Mike? Are you okay with this
team? Wanted a little bit more. I mean, I love it, but right now what we've got with DeJounte, no. If, and this is the big if DeAndre Hunter becomes an all-star, if John Collins is a consistent all-star level of play, or where he can stay on the floor for 72 games and be a consistent scorer in the playoffs, and Nate also has to find a way to make this all work. But, yeah, you're betting on – there's a lot of Hawks fans that don't want to lose John Collins. But I just wonder, is John Collins going to be the guy that will put you over the top? Because you're going to have these pieces. You need these guys to elevate. You said it yesterday. Elevate their game and stay healthy.
The reason you hate to give up is because none of those guys are old. DeAndre Hunter, John Collins, those guys are not old players. Collins is, 25 years old? So you're hoping that those guys have not shown you the best of what they can be right now. We also want to mention, we don't want to forget, Atlanta United has their match coming up here this evening. Of course, they are up in New York to take on the Red Bulls. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock kick. We had a chance, Mike, earlier to catch up with Brad Guzan.
Yeah, Goose has said his rehab is doing well, and he still intends to come back and play again in the MLS, and he's working hard at it. We know what a grind that the rehab can be. He also talked about what a huge hit it was to lose Miles Robinson. Still believes, though, this team, although we are running out of games to play in this season, and we're going to a grinder in the next three, but he says this team, including tonight, scoring opportunities, especially when you get Almada back last game for the Almada suspension. But he really loves what they have in the attack. And he likes what he believes in what Pineda's doing.
Yeah. And at some point, we got to get 3 points. We got to find some 3-pointers.
Yeah. The Toronto game, that you can't lose games like that Toronto game. Hey, by the way, just to double down on what we were talking about with Durant, our good buddy Chris Kirschner from The Athletic has got an article where he talks about what we could offer. It just dropped earlier today because he said he's hearing a lot of folks asking him about what's going on, the same things we're talking about. An example would be Collins, DeAndre Hunter, Okongwu, and our 23 first-round pick.
Yeah, and we talked about they still have their first-round pick available. Would you have wanted Victor Oladipo?
I liked Oladipo. I've always liked his game. I like the fact he came back after the injury and really balled out.
One for $11 million with the Miami Heat. He signed to come back with the Miami Heat. So
the guys I wanted were P.J. Tucker and Bobby Portis, and they're not going to be available.
Yeah, and obviously the free agent thing is what makes this more difficult for the Hawks, is that they're with the trade now, they're basically at the tax line. So anyway, lots of NBA news to get into. We'll get to our most important story of the day as – a man can dream, right? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, we're 3 weeks away from the MLB All-Star Game. Check out Odyssey's Big Time Baseball Podcast with Cody Decker, Tony Gwynn Jr., and MLB insider John Heyman as they cover all things around the league. New episodes of Big Time Baseball drop every Monday on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes. It is Dukes and Bell here on this, man, busier than a one-armed paper hanger Thursday. It's all kinds of action going on today, Mike.
Yeah, man, I know that we've been going round and round with the listeners and John doing a pretty good job explaining all this stuff. I mean, you are the best when it comes to that mid-level cap exemption thing. You think the NFL is convoluted with their cap stuff? The NBA, man, you really do need to have a degree in finance to figure that one out. But the big money's getting paid to the big stars. You are of the opinion, we were talking off the air because that's what we do, is that there's going to be we're going to be talking about a Hawks trade tomorrow.
I just have something in my gut tells me.
Because we're not gobbling up free agents, which we knew was going to be tough because of our cap situation.
And that's the thing, is that all of these free agents that are starting to get off the board, all the extensions – because, look, Bradley Beal was not going to come here. He was going to take his 200. I thought it was 248, but now it's 251 that he's going to get. So all those guys that are locked up and getting down, and now we know where everybody's going, I just have a gut that tells me that the Hawks are going to make another move tomorrow. And whatever that is, maybe it is DeAndre Ayton. Maybe it is somebody else that, who knows? The Murray thing came out of nowhere in a few days.
Think about it. And we hope to, again, stay tuned, guys. If not us, the middays. But stay tuned to Jonte Murray's going to speak with the media tomorrow because the NBA year kind of starts on July 1. So we'll get a chance to see what he's got to say. But, yeah, him and Trey are besties already. Their dads are talking on social media. Turns out the boys have the same birthday. So there's some good synergy. If nothing else between those two, DeJounte Murray and Trey. But two things. Let's just break it down for you in case you're going like, as we have with some of the listeners on our text line, brought to you by Solomon Brothers, and also on Twitter. If you went and got Durant, you would be giving up your team. Collins, Hunter, Okongwu, as Chris Kirschner points out in The Athletic, a first-round pick, and you'd have to do it and cobble together the rest of your roster the way the Heat did with guys like Mike Miller and, you know, Udonis Haslem was there forever and, you know, all the other worker bees. Now, what that gets you is a 2-year window, you could argue, right, to go win a championship and maybe more if Durant's happy here. But you're going to have to, and you got to presume the cap continues to go up and up. That's the positive there. You're in to win it now, and let's go get it. Then the other side of it is if you bring Ayton in, a couple of guys on Twitter said, you bring Ayton in, you got a chance to have multiple championships if it gels. But the problem is Ayton's number is going to be monstrous. Your cap number between Trey and Ayton is going to just gobble up so much of your cap.
Well, don't forget, you have to extend DeJounte Murray in 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's
where we start to run out of money. Right. Again, just like talking the NFL cap, there's always seems to be a way to get it done. But if you want to just kind of do the broad strokes, if you went all in and if you could make Durant accept a trade to Atlanta, you got a chance to go right now and compete with the Bucks and the Heat and the Celtics and win the Eastern Conference right now.
Well, there's one big difference, though, about the NFL and the NBA. That 264, that 251, that's all guaranteed. There is no there is no we can cut you and save money on the cap space.
And the only thing you get is the signing bonus. That's why, you know, it's NFL players love NBA, and the NBA players, you know, it's funny because the NBA players are making the craziest loot. You could argue it is a grind of a season. Before you even know it, guys, end of August, they'll be over there at the Emory Training Center getting ready for the season. It's like the season never ends.
Right. I mean, we're talking about summer league is next week in the NBA. That's how quickly things turn.
But, I mean, you could argue, and guys, well, what else would you do? I mean, I still give me DeJounte Murray, Trae Young, and Durant, and I think I can beat your brains in, you know, to win about 50 games. I think we'll be okay.
Oh, I can figure out the rest of my roster, right?
Right.
I mean, you can figure, you know, listen. Everybody wants young guys to play. Okay, there's a chance for your young guys to play.
You and I just did the math. DeAndre Ayton scores about 3 more points per game than what you're getting right now from, who am I forgetting?
Capella.
Capella, Clint Capella. Sorry about that. And Capella gives you a few more rebounds. But Capella, I just felt, we had Chris Paul, but now you got two vibrant guys getting him the ball in a dynamic offense. His scoring, you could argue Ayton's scoring may go up. Because he's going to be able to finish better than Capella does. Well, Capella struggles around the rim.
If you're going to pay him $15 million more a year, it better go up.
Well, I'm talking, well, yes, 2022. But the other side of it is, you know, if you go get Durant, you may see some Skyhawks out there playing some basketball. You'd have to use all your assets.
And you're going to have a couple of guys that would still be around. I mean, when we talk about the number of players that are going to be traded, you still have, look, you didn't give up anything for Murray. So you still have Collins, Herter, Hunter, Bogey. You still have a bunch of those guys under contract, Okongwu, things like that. Also, too, what might be attractive is some of your guys that have not played, Johnson, Griffin, some of these guys you've drafted over the last year or two. Those could be pieces that the Nets want as well just to fill out the trade and things like that. So, yeah, you'll have to do some patchwork, but you'll have a core that you can get with. My thing is just, why not? Why not roll the dice, Mike, and see what you can do out of all of it? And, again, it's one of those things that if Durant's not happening a year or two, so maybe we get a championship or two out of it, and then we'll trade him off for our pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not lukewarm, but I know that you're kind of lukewarm on the idea of DeAndre Ayton. I just think that it'll be a better fit for him here in Atlanta. I think he's still a relatively young guy, too, so... Either way, guys, these are nice options to have. One thing for certain, the only way we get other players on this team is for trades because we don't have the cap space, and that's why it's got to match up. You can do it, and guys have already done it, John. They've gone to that great device, the ESPN Trade Simulator, and they found out that, yes, there's a number of ways you could make money working, matching up, either getting Ayton here or Durant here.
You suppose in Bristol that thing's got steam coming off it right about now with right. every deal that everybody has put into right. all
and
of
by
that.
By the way, the owner is, for what it's worth, Ressler is on the record saying he's willing to, you know, go and dig into his pocket sure. to get it done.
If they're a winner, if they're in business, right? I mean, if they're in the business of trying to win a championship, then he will absolutely do all of that. The other big important story today, of course, is the news that we got at the very beginning of the show that UCLA and Southern Cal, USC, by 2024, are heading to the Big Ten. Now, multiple people have reported it now. It seems to be becoming more and more of a done deal. And, Mike, it doesn't sound like either that this is the last domino in this saga.
Yeah, and what's so funny about this one is when Oklahoma and Texas came, was there any leakage on that one? That one kind of, there was some reports and then it happened. They had to make the announcement.
Oklahoma has been flirted to the SEC right. for a while, but nothing concrete.
But then it happened, and there was a statement from President Moorhead from Georgia about this, and again, basically saying that he trusts Sankey to continue to obviously stay competitive in this college football world, basketball too. But we were the SEC projected to be the first team that would have 16 members in the core.
Right.
And then the Big 12, or Big 10, I should say, now they go to 16 as well. Yeah, from a geographic standpoint, it makes no sense. Yeah, the idea of USC traveling to Rutgers, you know, or Maryland hosting UCLA. Well, there's some compelling football.
What about noon on a Saturday, UCLA in New Jersey to take on Rutgers? How's that going to sound?
Greg Schiano's got his Scarlet Knights ready to go. Beth Bowen with you on ESPN 8, the Ocho. It won't be on ESPN 8. You can guarantee that. It's going to be on a big revenue-generating
team.
Why do these things happen? You and I have been chopping it up all day with the listeners. Money, 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 money. And you said it, the footprint of being in the bigger markets. Yes, to the football fan who knows football, yes, you have no interest in Rutgers. You have no interest in watching some of the bottom feeders in the Big Ten. You know, the thing I say to you, John, is, does the SEC have to be proactive now? Because is the Big Ten going to start poaching ACC teams? And do you have to start thinking about, well, maybe Florida State and Miami would be a nice addition?
I think every conference now is, what is it, arranging the deck chairs on the Titanic? I mean, that's what this is right now, is everybody's – and this may be the best thing that happens to college football, is if we're going to go to super conferences – let's get it out of the way. Let's go ahead and get to it.
The thing that happens now, if just for argument's sake, because there's rumors out there, so we'll just tell you guys are reading the same stuff we're reading out there. But the rumors are they want to make improve the basketball profile for the Big Ten. That means coming after Tobacco Road,
right.
Duke and North Carolina.
After Carolina schools, yeah. Right. And obviously the other team, Mike, that's in the mix that is Notre Dame. I mean, if you're right. talking about adding to your football program, it's adding Notre Dame, which is obviously in the ACC for everything but football. There's a way to buy out. They could buy themselves out very easily. They could move on pretty quickly. We saw that report. So I don't think the Big Ten is done. I just get the sense, Mike, in reading everything, that they're not done yet.
Hey, and I want to say something about their commissioner, Kevin Warren. I know that Carl and I, we went off. I lost my mind about how Big Ten canceled football during the COVID season. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Warren looked like a guy that was about to get fired and didn't know which way was up. Didn't inform his member schools, the chancellors, the athletic directors, what the plan was. Everyone was dumbfounded. Remember Ryan Day was like, well, Ohio State, we want to play. And then it just turned into like a disaster and it prolonged how the season got kind of even sideways. Kevin Warren, if he pulls this off, is a stinking genius, because you've rated the best teams, no disrespect to Oregon and Washington, but you've UCLA, I can take and believe, but USC, that's huge. To get them in the Big Ten, and apparently he's got the big game safari hat on, and he wants to go get somebody out of the ACC. So in a nutshell, you said it. The Big 12 will then become friends with what's left of the Pac-12.
Right.
The SEC will come up with what's left of the ACC, and you will have three super conferences.
Three or four. I think at the end of the day, we'll get four super conferences of 16 to 18 teams, and that's what will compete for the national championship. And the other part of this, there will be a new governing body along with that. They will
Asked you about that earlier. That's the next logical progression, the NCAA.
They will move away from the football governing of the NCAA, and they will create their own governing body out of it.
And how do they pull Final Four and March Madness away? That's what the NCAA has. Because remember, the NCAA has nothing to do with the college football playoff.
Exactly. And the only thing that the NCAA, besides the smaller sports, they'll continue to let them run the smaller sports, the swimming, the golf, the tennis, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have the NCAA tournament. But and we're probably not quite old enough for people to remember this, but the NCAA wasn't always the top basketball tournament in this country.
Right.
The NIT at one time, believe it or not, was a bigger tournament. Now,
yeah, but the TVs were black and white back then.
Exactly, and you could and they weighed 6,000 pounds, right? I mean, so I don't think we're getting back to that, but the NCAA will have a role in all this. But as far as governing NIL and governing football, I think they will be out of that business.
So if you did, say, four super conferences with 18 teams, that's 72 teams. You know, if you want to take it to 20, then you get to 80. So 80 teams. When we all know, guys, the top 25 / top 30, some teams drop in and drop out of the top 25. Right. But the same teams are always there. The same 10 teams have won the national championship since. You go back and look it up, guys. We did the math a few weeks ago. We have won the championship since we've gone partway through BCS, then through the college football playoff. So we know it's a top-heavy football world. Conferences are top-heavy. Brings us to tonight's game winner. I'm going to throw this out right now. 404-741-0929. Give me two schools you want to throw out of your conference. Get rid of them.
Okay, I like that.
Give me two schools you're cutting bait on your conference you want no part. And by the way, we had this conversation yesterday about the 355 with the ACC. Georgia Tech, you're trying to get your football program on track. You're trying to keep fan interest. I mean, what is Georgia Tech? See, the schools that don't have their together become the problem here. They're the ones that got to start watching out, not just the conferences, because the viable programs, both basketball and football, are the ones that people want to gobble up.
Well, Mike, I've said this before.
That's musical chairs, and you're standing there.
ACC expansion has not helped Georgia Tech's basketball program at all. By adding Louisville and Syracuse and all those teams, it did not help their basketball program. I know that they had but as a whole, over the last few years, it has not helped their program out. So, again, game winner tonight.
All right, guys, 404-741-0929. Give me two schools you're ready to get rid of from your conference. I don't need you. You don't do anything.
Don't want you.
Start right now. Actually, it's hard to find two in the SEC. We all know, but see, Vandy is good occasionally in basketball. Mm-hmm. They're very good at baseball. But football, it's kind of homecoming, isn't it?
I don't know about their golf team either.
Vandy's got – you see, maybe Vandy – should go with Georgia Tech, and they could do the Brainiac Conference with the Ivy League, and they can make the Ivy League into
and
a
Rice
super conference.
You know, you could go the other way, where you get rid of teams that beat you all the time, and then you're like, oh, I don't have to worry about them anymore. Now I'm the champion.
Well, that's kind of like what's happened in the past. The way the landscape has changed, for instance, the Big 12, we said it. It's just not as compelling. You can add all the smaller fish. No, you cannot replace Oklahoma.
Nope.
You cannot replace Texas. And the Pac-12, you cannot. Even though they've been on hard times, Lincoln Riley is there to restore it. And oh, by the way, mention what you said on to me off air about Lincoln Riley.
Is Lincoln Riley going to want out of Southern Cal now that the competition level is going to go? I mean, he didn't want to compete against the SEC. Do you want to compete against Ohio State, Michigan? So hit us up, 404-741-0929. It is our game winner up next.
Give me a school you want out of your conference. Kaput.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, man, you're playing commissioner. We're making deals. It's going to come down to like four super conferences, as John pointed out, or maybe three. Who knows at this rate? But Big Ten's going Pac-Man. They're taking a page out of the SEC's playbook. President Moorhead of UGA issued a statement. Seth Emerson from The Athletic has it. Says he thinks the latest development demonstrates the wisdom of actions taken last year by the SEC. He says we clearly are in a period of instability in college athletics, but he's confident that Commissioner Sankey will continue to provide the SEC with the leadership. So more ongoing changes. It's an arms race. It's an arms race for television, for the power.
Yep.
And, you know, Big Ten, it's funny. You know, Jim Delaney was a guy that always screwed everything up. We couldn't. The ultimate irony with this situation is, remember, we couldn't get a playoff, and we had to get stuck with a stupid BCS because, oh, no. We can't mess with the sanctity of the Rose Bowl and that Big Ten
can't give up the bowl game matchups and right. That, you know, we have to have tradition. So,
it just irks me.
Crazy. It is.
So the Big Ten continues to screw things up. All right, tonight's game winner. Kick a couple of schools out of your conference that aren't really helping in your mind. I'd get rid of Boston College and Syracuse in a heartbeat in the ACC. It was an sort of stupid fit from Jump Street.
I was going to say Missouri and Mississippi State. That would be the two schools.
I go Missouri and Vandy. Although Missouri, I give them credit. They came in here and won the SEC East two years
ago. They did, but they just don't feel like an SEC team.
They
though.
Don't. Yeah. You know what? My buddy Scott, our buddy Scott Nichols, the dude who used to look like the Big Lebowski, cut his hair. He played defensive end for Missouri back in the day. And it was funny because he goes, even when you watch it on TV, like that little grass, little hill behind like the bench, it just looks so Mickey Mouse on TV.
Yeah, it just they feel like a Big 12 school, and that's where they should have stayed.
I'm with you, brother.
But again, hey, St. Louis, Kansas City TV market, that's what they wanted.
Yeah, that's what you got. Mm-hmm. So there you go, guys. We just kicked Missouri and Vandy out of the SEC.
There you go.
404-741-0929. Kick some schools out. We're going to save some money. We're going to streamline this, baby. Bring some big boy schools in here. What do we got for our first customer? It's like a submarine. Is it like this? I go, who do we have? We have John. Fires missiles 1 and 2. John, you're on the game, man. It's brought to you by Ingles. What you going to do?
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm actually going to fire missile 2 because missile 1 already be fired. Hail State, we're going to send y'all to the Big 12 to go run your crappy spread offense. And I'd like to get rid of the Commodores. So. And Vandy, we can send them to the ACC to go academically ruin everybody else. We can get them out of the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, look, Vandy, it's a wonderful visit to Nashville. Everyone loves it. It just looks – that's another stadium.
Yeah, we love Nashville.
Appreciate you, brother. But it looks terrible on TV when you see three-quarters of the stadium filled with the opponent.
And, by the way, it's like the smallest seating stadium in the SEC, too, right?
But I mean, it's a great weekend.
Yeah, oh, it is. Yeah, it's fantastic. Right. But right in the heart of Nashville.
Yeah, I think Vandy's going to come up on a lot of these. So, again – you can pick the Rutgers thing in the Big Ten. I'm with you. Hey, man, remember the Big East died in football?
Yeah.
You know, got gobbled up. And then fortunately, you know, we as an ACC, because I'm an FSU fan, had to take those schools. And I just don't like the vibe. Hey, man, who's up next, Chris? Steve. Hey, Steve-O. What's your on, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
All right, so I agree with you, Mike Bell. Missouri and Vandy. Vandy, for obvious reasons, go play Yale and Harvard. Missouri, the first year they were in the conference, they said to Georgia, we're going to play big boy football now. They didn't. We pushed them around. And another thing, their logo doesn't even look like a tiger. We got enough tigers.
You can't argue with that logic, John.
There you go.
But, I mean, you got to give them credit, though.
Wrong
they did.
Mascots, huh?
I mean, they did at some point get it together over here in the SEC. If you go back, remember, guys, those were the years when Mark Richt was not exactly doing his job, 2013 and 2014. Remember the 2012 loss in the SEC championship, and then Gary Pinkel wins the East twice back-to-back. So, I mean, with all due respect, my brother, they did win the SEC
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, Charles Harris, Michael Salmon, those guys that were on that defense, they were outstanding defensively. Remember, they took it to Georgia that one year.
They went 12-2 and 11-3 in their, I guess it would be what, their second and third years in the SEC.
What do you think? Rutgers and Illinois out of the Big Ten.
Yeah. I mean, when was Illinois the thing? Jeff George?
Yeah, I was going to say. And, Red Grange? Tony Eason, yeah. Right, in the 1980s. Yeah.
That's a good call. Hey, who's up next, guys? It's our game winner brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Sweet. Hey, man, you're in the game.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm going to be a contrarian. I'm a West Coast guy. I'd like to see him keep USC and UCLA in the Pac-12, get rid of Utah and Colorado, and preserve some continuity for tradition. I'm old-fashioned.
Thanks, man. Utah has actually been a good school for the conference.
They have one of the best coaches that nobody talks about in their program, right, too. They've been outstanding. By the way, they're going to be they may be the favorites now to win the Pac-12.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see because I just thought of it. Lannon going to Oregon. You know, you're coaching in Oregon. The whole thing is like changing, like boom.
Well, he's going to get paid though.
I know, but it's now the whole landscape changes.
And wouldn't Colorado fit better in the Big Ten than the Pac-12?
Totally.
I mean,
they've had their moments and they've had their upsets, but ever since McCartney left, it's never been. You know, Cordell and all those guys. That seems like a distant memory.
Yeah, that they always felt like a Big Eight school, right?
Yes. I mean, Dave Archer played for Iowa State against Colorado. You're right. Hey, man, we're talking about schools that maybe they were part of expansion that you don't fit. You want to give them back, as we learned today. UCLA out of nowhere, no media leak whatsoever. Nope. USC and UCLA heading to the Big Ten. Who's up next? I'm sorry, Bo. I was busy bloviating. Patrick, hey, man, you're in the game with Chuck Green for Carl. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm with you guys on Missouri, but I got to say, man, send Vandy and Kentucky over to the ACC where they can concentrate on basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, although Kentucky's been a much better football program in the last few years.
Mark Stoops
a
nice
lot
job.
Of credit.
He really does.
And they've got a real good squad this year. They got maybe the best running back coming back in the conference, and they have what they think is going to be an NFL quarterback this year, too.
You know, I was looking forward to racing home and watching the Braves, who started early today, but you were asking, are we going to get Goody and Anderson today?
It's already a couple of runs in, right?
Yeah, already down 4-1.
Yeah. Seems like it's one good start, one bad start for Anderson.
You're exactly right. And I thought he was a guy that was going to have the breakout, and he may still, but
we were waiting for that Charlie Morton has now put a few starts together. Yeah, we're waiting for Ian Anderson.
That's disappointing. Mr. Anderson. Who's up next, Squid Billy, as we're going to trim the fat off your conferences? Who do we got? Squid Billy is still screening the call. He's having a conversation.
I loathe this place.
Who's up next? Todd. Hey, Todd, you're in the game, man. It's brought to you by Ingles Low Prices.
Hey, man. I tell you, you guys, man, I miss being able to listen to you guys. I started working from home 2 months ago. I swear, this is harder work than getting out there and humping your butt physically. but for real, man, I'm an East Carolina guy. I played ball there, went to school at ECU. How do you reverse this? We're getting decimated by, you know, Houston leaving, Central Florida leaving, Cincinnati leaving.
Right.
How do we recoup that to gain any kind of prominence? You know, how does that – what do we do? Do we take the leftovers of Vanderbilt in Kentucky? How does that play out?
Honestly, you got to go join the Sun Belt at this stage. I mean, it's a valid question. You've got it now, like the other little guys, and I say little guys, but you mentioned
the Sun Belt, but we're not a little guy.
I know. Look, I'm sorry, Green Vegas, baby. Rock and roll. Sorry, but
for real, guys, I mean, dang, we're not a little guy. You know, heck, Lincoln Riley was our offensive coordinator. We're putting up 48 points a game, and then he jets for Oklahoma.
And you had the great Justin Hardy there, too.
We got to clear our throats to get at her. But again, I feel sorry. See, but again, the grand scheme of things, and we didn't really touch on the angle, but he brings up a great point. These are the guys now who got no one to play. They got nowhere. You know what it is? I got nowhere else to go.
Well, look at how the Sun Belt and some of the other conferences, you know, as they're getting purged and things like that, they – you know, not the Sun Belt, but the Conference USA and all those kinds of things, all those smaller conferences, there's going to be one or two of those conferences that just goes away because all the big boys will be caught up with one another.
I mean, because again, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF, the top three teams. East Carolina, I'm looking them up right now. So you're left with Tulsa, SMU, Memphis, the Navy, Tulane, South Florida, and Temple. Yeah. I mean, you've got to literally cobble something together with one of the other conferences and take the best, like take Georgia Southern, take somebody like that.
Well, there's been rumors about, you know, State and Southern going somewhere. All right, let's get to clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our thanks to Brad Guzan for joining us today. We got to get to Atlanta United soccer coming up here.
Wait, yeah. Oh, you got me all excited. Yeah. Wait a minute, something I'm missing,
yeah,
a memo?
Atlanta United soccer coming up here at 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock kick tonight. They're up in New York to take on the Red Bulls. Mm. Big show tomorrow. We expect more NBA breaking news, and I think every time we come together right now, it seems like there's another breaking story. So who knows what conference realignment we will get to. Appreciate Stephen being here behind the glass and helping us out, and Bo as always. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, look, I just want to see this team be better than last year. It was such a disappointment to watch this team have to flounder and just lose those games down the stretch when we were sitting looking for 10th or 9th seed. No, this team should have improved from where we were to the 3rd or 4th seed. But the Eastern Conference got better while we stand pat, and we didn't make any moves at the trade deadline. Well, now we got to do something. It's not going to come through free agency, guys. We don't have money. We've got to go make things move. Money's got to match up to get trades. And I think tomorrow we're going to be talking about a big trade for the Atlanta Hawks. It's an arms race. They're behind. Hey, DeJounte Murray, step one, but there's got to be part two.
No, a lot of people like tradition in college football, like Kirk Herbstreit. But you know what? We don't get Nebraska and Oklahoma anymore. We don't get a lot of those. We don't get Penn State and Pitt and West Virginia playing anymore. Tradition's out the window, folks. It's a brave new world in college athletics. It's all about the Monet. You love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't,
you can't catch a mid-level exemption, and you're probably an East Carolina fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.